Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, check out the all-new BrownsCast podcast. The Cleveland Browns have given Max Linsky, the host of the show, complete access to the organization. Max interviews players, coaches, and some less familiar figures who play an integral role in managing the day-to-day business of the organization. It's a whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from the iTunes store. Time now to play a little after further review. So let's get it going right now as we bring in our producer, Eric Williams. Eric, what's going on, man?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good to be alive.
After further review.
Let's play a little after further review. Yes. So we'll start with number one here. You only have one game ball to give out. Are you giving it to Josh McCown or Travis Coons?
Josh McCown. Because without Josh McCown, I don't believe Travis Coons has an opportunity to kick any of those field goals.
I'm giving it to Josh McCown, the guy. It's his first win in a long time. First win as a Brown. Defeat the Ravens. Quarterback throws for a franchise record, 457 yards. The other person who popped into my head to give it to was John DeFilippo. But we'll give him – he can have this ball that's right here in our studio.
After further review.
All right, number two. So who's the bigger weapon for the Browns right now, Gary Barnidge or Travis Benjamin?
Wow, I think that both of these guys kind of are accents to each other, and a lot of their success is based around the other guy. But I would say I think Gary Barnidge is the bigger weapon right now. You know, Travis Benjamin lines up and is a wide receiver each and every play. Gary Barnidge has to block. Gary Barnidge runs a multi-level of routes, and I think he's just very, very efficient right now. So I think he is the bigger weapon.
Of the tight ends with more than 10 catches, only two are averaging more than 15 yards per catch. Gary Barnidge and Rob Gronkowski. Despite saying that, however, I think Travis Benjamin, because of the fact, when I think of Webb, he's a guy who can go to the house. He can beat you deep. He's got all those 50-plus yard touchdowns. He's averaging 18.7 yards a catch on the season. I think Travis Benjamin is the bigger weapon. I think that Gary Barnidge right now is the more reliable, more utilized weapon.
After further review.
All right, number three. So do the Browns need to change their offensive philosophy to a pass first, run second offense?
They have.
Yeah, they have. I think the game plans going into each and every week will depict a 60-40 ratio. You know, there will be weeks where we'll want to throw the football 60% of the time. That was one of these weeks where Pettine said, we got to throw the ball, we might have to throw it 50 times. But you still have to have some semblance of a run game. There will be other games where the sledding might not be so tough throughout a football game. And if you're going to feed the crow or you're going to give Duke Johnson opportunities to rush the football, you will stick with that and deviate slightly from the pass.
Yeah, I think we are more of a pass-first team now, and I think we will continue to be more of a pass-first team the rest of the year. I think that shift happened at halftime against the Oakland Raiders, and I don't see it changing.
After further review.
All right, and number four. So the Browns' defense has been struggling a little bit. So what is the biggest key to improving the Browns' defense?
Oh, gosh. I read all the quotes from the players coming out of the locker room after the football game, and, of course, yesterday. We'll get more tomorrow. It would be a little bit more definitive to get more bodies. I think every individual along that defense has nothing to do – I think it has something to do with scheme, but you might not change that throughout the season. I think individuals just need much more defined roles on this football team and define it within the scheme, and then you have guys just being accountable and doing their job. Because every time we also hear from the players are saying, well, 10 guys were doing their job, but one guy didn't, and that's what led to the big play, the big run, the big pass. Well, let's get 11 on the same page a majority of the time.
For me, it's a run. It's maintaining your gap integrity and having discipline and knowing your responsibility and then executing your responsibility. And it seems that doesn't seem to be happening right now for the Cleveland Browns on the defensive side of the football. They've got to do that. And if they can, then I think they are going to be in very, very good shape. And hopefully that will be the case when we come back.
Do you smell that popcorn?
I do. It smells delicious. It smells buttery.
Gonna give me some.
Get you some buttery goodness. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Ross Tucker, He was on the call for the Browns and the Ravens on Westwood One on Sunday, the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio as well. He'll be with us to talk about the Browns and the Ravens and where the Browns go from here.